In 1875, Captain Matthew Webb became famous for being first to swim 21 miles across the English Channel. Since then, almost 1,000 others have made the distance. But how about swimming the Atlantic Ocean? It's probably not a good idea for humans, but it appears that ancient crocodiles did just that. There are currently 23 species of crocodilians, which include crocodiles, alligators, and caiman. They're found in 91 countries around the world. And although most live in freshwater, species like Australian salties can tolerate salt water. This is perhaps because 150 million years ago, crocodile ancestors were 40-foot-long, 8-ton marine monsters. Crocodiles are built for survival. Even though they're cold-blooded, large crocodiles tolerate cold temperatures fairly well. That cold-bloodedness allows them to convert food energy into body mass very effectively because, unlike warm-blooded animals, they don't have to maintain their body temperature. They can survive up to a year without food and can stay submerged up to 2 hours. On top of that, they have special glands that allow them to filter out salt. If you were going to bet on a species to send on an ocean voyage without a boat, crocodiles would be a good pick. DNA evidence comparing 11 crocodile species supports the idea that crocodiles crossed the ocean. It appears that North and South American crocodiles are most closely related to Nile crocodiles in East Africa. The American and African species split from a common ancestor, not when Africa and South America were one landmass, but about 7 million years ago when over 1,000 miles of ocean separated the Americas from Africa. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. I'm Yael Cassander.